To Ivan's right, Sycamore Creek snaked its way through the woods before emptying into a pond a stone's throw wide, where he and the Scott brothers, Josh and Timmy, played ice hockey as kids. 6 years ago, the township's new irrigation system began siphoning off water for a nearby corn farm, leaving the pond a bed of damp silt. Not that it mattered to Ivan. Shortly after, the Scotts moved away. He never heard from them again. No letters or postcards, no phone calls. They were just gone. To somewhere in Minnesota was all he knew. A car came up behind him, illuminating the road ahead, stretching his shadow, then passed by, leaving the crimson of its taillights and the hum of its engine fading into the night. And his wrestling memories, still raw years later, continued. First sophomore region champ at Lennings. Dreams of going farther. Riding a 9-match winning streak, all by pins. Quarterfinals of the states, 122 pounds. Whipped by some guy from Newton. Hit a switch and hit it hard. But the guy steps across and catches me, on my back, fighting to get out. Then finally do. I score a reversal, later a takedown, but nothing else. Time runs out. The humiliation of getting beat 11-4. Walking off the mat, the crowd staring at me like I'm some loser. No escape. Freezing cold nights running. Drilling moves for hours and hours and hours. Thousands of push-ups, thousands of sit-ups. But I lost. Losing tastes like crap. Passing Wellington Farms, Ivan counted 564 steps along the length of the wooden fence. The night before, it had been 573. He had logged so many miles on this road, he could run, eyes closed, and avoid all the potholes and broken pavement. Sweat coated his body, while heat trapped within the layers of his clothing insulated him from the cold. Ahead, a row of street lamps shone on Main Street. The center of town was desolate. Ivan passed Mr. Johnston's florist shop, a fixture in town for decades, Burley's Automotive, and the Starlight Deli. In the deli's front window, a poster read, "Ivan, bring home the state championship." A little farther, Ivan passed Hometown Hardware. Then, at the corner, a neon sign blinked above Evergreen Tavern. The gravel parking lot was nearly full. Drinking away the last hours before another dreary week of life began, Ivan figured. He crossed the intersection, and soon the center of Lennings was behind him. All Ivan could hear was the beat of his running shoes on the pavement and his steady, comfortable breathing. Junior year, undefeated after 24 matches, 15 by pins. Named one of the top 129-pounders by the Star Ledger. Gonna be Lennings' first state champ, everyone says so. Too many newspaper articles, too many interviews, too many people wanting me, too many distractions. Semifinals of the states against last year's champs from Highland Regional, so damn close. Got caught in the first period, but came back in the third. Time running out, needing a 2-point reversal. Sat out, then hit the switch. Leaning back hard against the guy. He's gonna collapse. 10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. The buzzer goes off as the guy collapses. No, there's 3 seconds left. How'd the buzzer go off too soon? They said the timekeeper made a mistake. That's it. End of discussion. The timekeeper screwed up. Lost in the state semifinals. Lost 8-7. Miles later, Ivan turned off Vernon Avenue and started up the hill past the Wallens' house. His thighs stiffened, then burned, but he kept pumping. His heart hammered his ribcage. Ivan kept pushing, pushing beyond the pain, beyond any normal threshold, until he was overcome with numbness, still moving, still breathing furiously, but no longer feeling the impact of his feet against the road. Finally, the hill crested, and Ivan was back home. Chilled air rushed in and out of his lungs, while baking heat in his body dizzied his thoughts. Ivan staggered a few yards, then stopped at the stone wall that surrounded his house and bent over. A swell of nausea rose from his gut, his diaphragm jerked tight, and he vomited. Good run. Damn good run. A wisp of steam rose from the liquid. Ivan moved farther along the wall, then down the driveway. He glanced back at Shelley's window. A light was still on. Then he braced again. His stomach jerked a second time. He wiped vomit from his nose, spit the rest from his mouth, and continued around the house. The back door slapped against